Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get right into today's episode. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. It is Monday Mastery, 5 minutes that's going to kickstart your week the right way. Now, today's podcast, as every Monday Mastery, is going to be short and sweet. But something that I do very, very regularly, and something that I want you to start doing, is complement or complicate. It's a choice. Now, in many situations that I'm in, I'll ask myself, is what I'm doing, who I'm talking to, what I'm about to do, what I'm about to put in the diary, complementing my journey or complicating? Now, complicating is very, very simple. If I choose to go for lunch with a friend and not work and have lunch off, then that's a choice. I'm deciding to value at that particular space and time friendship and what that will bring me over work. If, however, I've set myself 7:30 in the morning till 9:30 at night, or 7 o'clock in the evening with a couple of gaps in between for work, a really intense day of work. If I come into a situation where somebody rings me for a phone call, that's complicating my day. Now, if it's a social phone call, I mean, that's complicating. If I pick up Instagram, and for me and my business, and it may be for you, I have to either do some research for what people are putting out, or I'm doing research for any other part of my project on social media, or I'm putting out any content. It's work-related. But the minute I start to look at stuff that's non-related to work and nothing that's complementing my day, I realize I'm wasting time. It takes quite a powerful person to be able to stop and say to yourself, is this complementing where I'm going today or complicating? And simply, when you're getting up in the morning and looking at tasks that you've got to do first thing in the morning, if you have set yourself the task straight away to get on with writing something or doing client programs and you open up your emails, you've not chosen to do that. It's complicating exactly what you're trying to do. And so when I start my day and I journal everything, there are things that I don't want to do. And I tell myself they're the things I don't want to do today. And there are things I do want to do today. And if things drop in, and people call me, even socially, I'm very strong to say that that's going to send me off track today. That's not going to complement where I'm going. So really today, I want to empower you with this complement or complicate phrase that you can apply to anything in your day tomorrow. You can apply it and say, no, turning on the TV in the morning, for me, I watch the news and it's off, done. Before, when I was younger, I'd be sitting and watching the telly in the morning, and I would say to myself, I wouldn't even question it, I'm just watching telly. But then when I started to say to myself, what is this actually solving today? To watch the news, it's a choice that I want to know what's going on in the world. I watch less of it, to be honest. It doesn't really interest me that much anymore. I'm too bothered on building my business. But to you, ask yourself, at 7 o'clock in the evening, am I going to watch telly from 7, 8, 9 o'clock and just switch off? Or is my goal of achieving what I want in life more important to work between 7 and half 8? And so you're able to then decide whether TV is complementing or complicating your process. So look at everything that you do. The great thing you can do tomorrow, guys, is just write down everything that you do throughout the day. Don't worry about what it is. If it's texting like friends or getting backwards and forwards on WhatsApp messaging, you know, I've become way better at, you know, even communicating with friends on a day-to-day basis when I'm busy, because, you know, I schedule time in when I'm going to actually do that. And then, you know, that's that's the way I schedule it, and I get stuff done. And for you, I want you to get the same things done. I want you to understand that your day should be structured. You should be journaling it. You should know exactly what's coming up. If you've got clients and then you're sitting and you're talking to clients for 45, 50 minutes, that's complicating your day, unless it's complementing it because the client values that time and you've said that you need to be with that client. But if it's just talking to them to waste time, you're wasting time. Any entrepreneur values time. Any fitness professional should value time because you have a set amount of it during the day. And if you don't know your tasks and you haven't journaled your tasks and you don't know what the structure is of your day, then you should start doing that. I talk about that in one of my earlier podcasts. But just remember, guys, today is your day to be able to recognize whether the tasks that you accomplish today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, complement or complicate your journey. Guys, have an awesome day. It's Monday Mastery. Go out there, kick ass. Speak soon. Take care, guys.